All right, well, good morning and Merry Christmas to everybody.
大家早安，圣诞快乐。
Well, I just want to start this morning by saying I am happy.
我希望我今天一开始就跟大家来说我非常高兴。
And it feels good to be happy.
有这种高兴是一种很好的感觉。
Who else likes to feel happy?
有谁觉得很希望？
Yeah, we got a couple of hands.
感觉快乐的。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, this is the most wonderful time of the year, and there's so many reasons to be happy.
这个是在一年之中非常特别的日子，是一个很好的时间来觉得高兴的。
And I feel like Christmas is only makes this time even better.
圣诞节让这一个时候是更加的特别。
Look, everyone loves Christmas.
每个人都喜欢圣诞节的。
I mean, even non-Christians love Christmas.
甚至不是基督徒的也喜欢圣诞节的。
Every Monday, Michael and I, we play basketball.
每一个礼拜一，Michael 跟我是有去打篮球的。
And at halftime, we do a little Bible study for a group of men.
在半场的时候，我们就有一点的查经，为着一群那些的打球的男士。
And this last Monday, I asked the gentleman before we started the study.
过去在这个礼拜一，我分享之前问过其中的一个男生。
What is the best part of Christmas for you? What makes you happy about Christmas?
圣诞节哪一部分是让你最高兴的？
And they gave all different types of answers.
他们就给我们各种不同的答案。
Some people love the food, some people love the family.
一些喜欢食物，一些喜欢他们的家人。
Some people like the lights and the gifts.
有人喜欢那些灯饰，有人喜欢那个礼物。
And those are all great things that make us all happy.
那些都是很好的东西，让我们感觉快乐的。
But here's the thing.
但是
,no one can be fully happy, deeply happy, absolutely consumed with joy without God in their life.
没有一个人能够真的从心底里面很深的里面感觉真正的喜乐。如果他们没有神的话，
and if you're sitting here today and you don't have God in your life,
如果今天你坐在这里，你没有神在你的生命里面，
then you know what I'm talking about.
你知不知道我在讲什么呢？
You know that deep down inside something is missing.
你知道在你的心底里面有一些是没有满足的地方。
And so this morning I just want to startbriefly by sharing four things that God has done for me and for you if you're a Christian that should make us so happy.
So 今天早上我愿意用四点来跟大家分享神在我也跟在当中基督徒的身上所做的事情是让我们是非常快乐的。
And the first thing that God has done for me that makes me so happy is that he left heaven and became a man.
第一样让我非常快乐的就是他来到世界上成为一个人。
He took on human flesh so that I could relate to him.
他除了人的肉身让我能够跟他有一种比较亲密的那种关系。
The Bible says about Jesus, no one has seen God at any time, but the only God who is at the Father's side has made him known.
圣经说从来没有人见过神的儿子没有见过神，唯有神的儿子就把他显明出来。
I'm happy about Jesus' birth.
我很欢喜看知道耶稣的诞生。
The second thing that makes me very happy is just his life.
第二让我非常快乐的就是他的生命。
When I look at Jesus' life, it is just full of wisdom and grace.
他在地上的生活，当我看的时候，就看见他满有恩典，满有真理。
I look at his life and I see how I'm supposed to live.
当我看他的人生的时候，我就能够知道我自己应该怎么来在地上活。
I see all the problems he faced just like me, but he handled them so well.
我看见他所遇到的就像我遇到的这些难题，但是他能够处理得非常好。
The third thing I'm grateful for makes me happy about this day is that, and about Jesus is that he died for me.
第三样让我非常快乐的就是耶稣为我死。
I know that seems dark, but it's makes me happy.
大家可能听到死觉得好像一种很负面的很黑暗的一种想法，但是这个是让我很快乐的。
Because Jesus took away all of my junk and my guilt and my sin.
因为耶稣透过死就把我生命里面所有这些肮脏的不好的东西那些罪疚感都拿掉了。
And he gave me peace with God.
他给我跟神的有这个平安。
And that makes me happy.
他就这个就让我非常快乐了。
And fourthly, I'm happy about his resurrection.
第四，我是为着耶稣的复活非常的快乐。
Jesus overcame death for me.
耶稣胜过死亡，但是为我的缘故。
And for you.
也是为你的缘故。
Your biggest problem.
你最大的问题。
Which is coming up here in not too far future.
就是在未来不久的将来
，which is death，
就是我们的死亡。
Jesus has overcome it for you。
耶稣为着你的缘故胜过死亡了。
Having a relationship with Jesus Christ, who is God in the flesh, is true happiness。
能够跟耶稣就是神有神形象的啊。有跟他有这个关系，就是让我们能够真正的快乐的。
And at Christmas every year, we're reminded of these great truths.
每年的圣诞，我们都被提醒这些非常伟大的真理。
God desires your joy and your happiness more than you will ever know.
神为你预备的这种的快乐，这种的喜乐，是远远超过你之前所知道的。
And it does not and will not come from anything or anyone but Jesus Christ.
这个的喜乐是只有从耶稣基督那里才能够找到。
And yet so many people will never experience this happiness.
但可是的很多人都没有经历过这一种的喜乐。
They're going to go through their whole life from the womb to the tomb and never experience true, deep, lasting happiness.
他们从出生一直到死亡都从来没有经历过这种从心底里面非常深的一种的喜乐。
There was a young actor, comedian, entertainer.
有一个年轻的那个演员，他也是一种做喜剧的演员。
Who went from nothing to having everything.
他从本来一无所有的到后来拥有非常多的东西。
It's a classic story of rags to riches.
是一个很传统的一个从非常卑微的然后能到有这个高薪的一种的经历。
He was quoted saying, I have everything. I make people laugh.But on the inside, my life is miserable.
他曾经这样讲过，我是这个能够让很多人都很高兴的一个人，但是我心底里面是非常辛苦难过的。
Unfortunately, it was later reported that he killed himself.
很可惜的，后来他自杀了，死了。
See, people can be so alive on the outside, but on the inside, they're dead.
我们人很容易在外表表现得很活泼，很有生气，其实里面我们是死的。
And maybe you felt that, or maybe you feel that today.
不晓得你今天有没有这种的感觉。
Maybe you felt this emptiness in yourself during Christmas.
你在这个圣诞节的时候，有没有在里面感觉这个空虚？
On the outside, everything is decorated and the lights are up.
在外边很多的灯饰非常的漂亮。
The shopping's done, the parties are in full swing.
去买东西，然后开很多的派对。
On the outside, it all looks good.
在外面看来都好像是非常好的东西。
But on the inside, you still feel like something is missing.
但是在你的心底里面，你感觉还是有一些不完全的地方。
And the answer is,
这个答案是什么？
You don't have God in your life.
你没有神在你的生命里面。
We live in a sad time, friends.
我们今天是活在一个非常
悲哀的时代。Sadder every year.
好像每一年比过去更难过。
More and more people are just not feeling very happy.
越来越多的人不感觉快乐。
Instead, they feel empty.
他们感觉空虚。
Lonely, stressed.
孤独，很大的一种压力。
Scared, depressed.
很恐惧，也很沮丧。
Angry, bitter.
有很大的怒气。心里有很大的苦毒
and just hopeless.
最糟糕是没有盼望
and if you think about it, all those feelings are really tied to two realities in a person's life.
大家想象一层那两种的感觉其实就跟我们人生的一个事实有什么关联呢
We feel all of these things because of all the mistakes and all the sin that we've committed in the past.
我们感觉这种的难过的情况，因为过去我们所犯的每一样的罪。
And then we have this strong anxiety about the things in the future that it's never going to change or actually get better.
然后我们有这种的忧虑，就是未来大概也不会改变这个情况。
And so people just feel trapped between the past and the future.
所以大家就会感觉他是被目前跟将来都困在一个困局里面。
And they spend most of their life in sadness, depression, and anxiety.
他们人生大部分的时间都花在一种很沮丧、很无望的一种情况底下。
Weighed down by the guilt of the past.
被过去的罪来重重的把它拉沉下来。
And having no hope, real hope for the future.
对未来没有真正的盼望。
But I want to bring you good news.
但是我要把好的消息告诉大家。
Of great joy,
一个非常大的喜乐的消息
for all people,
是为着所有人的
Turn your eyes to the screen. This is the message that the angels brought some shepherds who were just like you and I. These guys were just average guys like all of us in this room.
大家看看荧光幕上所记载的，就是天使给一个普通的一些人，就好像你跟我一样的一个非常好的信息
Life full of guilt and A lot of uncertainty about the future.
人生满有那种罪疚感，也没有什么对未来的盼望。
And listen to what the angels say to these men in this field.
这天使对这些人在这个野地里说什么呢？
They say, "Fear not."
他们说不要惧怕。
For behold, I bring you good news of great joy.
我报给你们大喜的信息。
That will be for all people.
是关乎万民的。
For unto you is born this day in the city of David.
因今天在大卫的城里
a Savior,
为你们生了救主
who is Christ the Lord.
这是主基督。
Look, the good news I want to bring to you this morning is that Jesus is both Lord and Savior.
今天早上我要传给大家这个大好的信息，就是。耶稣是救主，也是主。
And he is the only one who can take away your past.
他是唯一一个能够把你过去的东西来。
And give you a future.
能够给你一个未来。
The first thing you need to know this morning, if you really want to be happy, this Christmas.
今天早上，你想喜乐的话，第一样东西。
Is you need to know that Jesus Christ is A savior. If you're taking notes, we have these little green sheets on the chairs and we have the little outline on the back. You're welcome to follow along if you would like.
第一样我们需要知道的就是耶稣基督是救主。我们首先应该有一份小小的律师的一个样你可以写一下那个笔记的。
The first reason I am so happy this morning is that Jesus Christ is a savior.
第一样我想跟大家分享的我们今天能为什么我这样能够喜乐？因为耶稣基督是救主。
Christmas is a celebration, my friends, that a Savior has been born.
圣诞节是为着一个救主诞生了来庆祝的。
Someone who can actually deliver you from emptiness and loneliness and stress.
这是因为真正能够把你从这个孤独沮丧。
Someone who can deliver you from bitterness and depression.
从这个苦毒，从这个忧郁的这个情况底下释放出来的。
But most importantly, this Savior can deliver you from your guilt and the consequences of your guilt.
但是最重要的是，这位救主能够把你从你的罪跟你的罪的这个要承担的后果里面拯救出来。
Do you know why many times you just feel heavy and guilty in life?
你知不知道很多时候你会感觉你的生命、你的人生是非常难活下去，非常重的那种感觉。
It's because you are guilty.
是因为你是有罪的。
But the good news is,
但是好的信息是什么？
Is that Jesus came to take it away from you.
是耶稣来把这个罪从你身上拿走了。
Listen, if you could have taken it away yourself, you would have already done it.
大家留意，如果你自己能够把你自己的罪拿走的话，你就已经做了嘛。
But you can't.
问题是你不能嘛。
And that's what makes me so happy, is that there is a Savior who can.
所以这个是让我非常快乐的原因，因为有一位救主，他能够做。
Now I feel like for you to really grasp the significance and the power of Christmas.
我觉得你让大家真正能够掌握到圣诞节的重要性。
I need to kind of tell you the end story before the beginning.
我只需要把那个故事的那些内容细节在这个圣诞之前发生的先跟大家分享。
We've all seen the movies, right, where you see the ending scene first, and then it says after that scene, 7 years earlier.
有时候我们在电影上看见先播一些的情节，然后就说70年前发生了什么事。
Well, I want to show you the end scene of your life first.
我希望先让大家看见我们最终的那个图画是怎么样。
Here's the end scene. Romans 14. This is what Paul says.
罗马书十四章保罗在这里讲到我们最后的情况会是怎么样。
For we will all stand one day before the judgment seat of God.
因为我们都要站在神的台前。
For it is written, every knee shall bow to me.
经上写作万膝必向我们跪拜。
And every tongue confess to God.
万口必向我承认。
So then each of us will give an account of himself to God.
这样看来，我们个人必要将我们自己的事在神面前说明。
See, the thing that weighs you down if you don't know.
如果你不知道的话，那些把你拉下来的东西是什么呢？
Is the guilt of your life.
就是你的人生里面的那个罪疚感。
And the knowledge that you're going to face God one day face to face.
你心底里面知道有一天你要面对神，面对面的对神，面对他的审判。
The Bible says that the wages of our sin and guilt is death.
圣经说我们罪的工价乃是死。
James says if you're a good person and you keep the whole law but you break it in one place, you will be guilty on judgment day.
雅各说如果你守了很多条的诫命，但是只有犯了一条，最终在审判的时候你还是有罪的。
And Jesus says, unless you be absolutely perfectly righteous, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣说除非你是完全圣洁，完全没有罪，否则的话你是不能看到神的国的。
Judgment for your past sins is certain.
神对我们过去的罪要审判，这个是不能否定的事实。
And I confess that is not a cause for happiness.
我跟你可以承认，这一个的知识，绝对不是让我能够快乐的这个东西。
But Christmas is.
但是圣诞节就是了。
The message of Christmas is that God took on flesh.
圣诞节的信息就是神除了人那个肉身的样式。
To take the penalty for your guilt.
来承担了你罪的这个结果。
Jesus became a man so that he could be your substitute.
耶稣成为人，能够成为你的代替赎罪。
And my friends, that is cause for great happiness.
朋友，那个就是我们能够有大喜乐的最重要的原因。
The gift of Christmas is not clothes or cars or electronic devices.
圣诞节的重点不是新的衣服、新车，或者是新的那些电子的东西。
It's a child who was born for you.
是有一个为你而生的儿子。
It was a child that was born for you to die.
是一个为你而生的一个孩子，他面对要死亡的。
John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not die, but have eternal life.
圣经约翰福音三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切相信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
He gave his only son.
他把他的唯一的爱子
That whosoever shall believe on him as their substitute,
叫一切信他的都能够，耶稣成为他们的代替
shall not be judged,
他们就不用被审判了
but shall be forgiven,
他们就能够被赦免
and given eternal life,
能够得到永生
The father had two little children,
有两个小孩
And he was burdened by the responsibility to punish his kids after they disobeyed their mom and dad.
一个爸爸他为着两个小孩，因为不听爸爸妈妈的话，要惩罚他们了。
He had told his two young kids, if they do this again, if they disobey mom and dad again, he's going to have to discipline them.
他对这两个小孩警告过他们，如果你们再一次不听爸爸妈妈的话，爸爸妈妈就要来。惩罚你们啊，要管教你们啊。
And the next day when dad came home from work, he heard from mom that they had disobeyed again.
第二天爸爸工作回来，妈妈就跟他说，这两个小孩又再一次的不听话了。
So dad took little Bobby and Betty into the bedroom.
所以爸爸就带着这两个小孩 Bobby and Betty 到房间里面。
And he took off his belt and put it on the bed.
他把自己的那个皮带脱下来放在那个床上
and then he took off his shirt and then he knelt down before the two children
然后他把自己的那个衬衫脱下来然后跪在床前
and he made each child strap him on the back with the belt 10 times each
他就叫他两个小孩每人在他的背上用那个皮带来打他10遍
The crying was so loud.
那个时候他那个痛的声音非常大。
Not from the father, but from the children.
不是从爸爸来的，而是从小孩来的。
They didn't want to do it.
他们不想这样去做。
But he told them that the penalty must be paid. They disobeyed their father.
但是他爸爸曾经跟他们说，你不听爸爸妈妈话，你一定要承受这一个的结果，这个管教。
And so through the sobs and the tears, they did what they were told.
所以这两个小孩，他们就叫着他们爸爸告诉他的，很难过的，一面哭泣的，这样来去做这一件事情。
My friends, this is why Jesus died on the cross.
这个就是为什么耶稣死在十字架上。
Because he loves us just like a father who loves his children.
他爱我们就好像这个爸爸爱他的小孩子一样。
He died to uphold his law.
他为了要维持他神的律法的公义，他去死了。
And to offer mercy in the very same act.
在同一个这个行动里面，他就表现出他的那个怜悯。
My friends, for unto you in the city of David this day is born a Savior.
所以朋友们，今天在大卫的城里为你们就生了救主。
You remember what the angel said to Gabriel, right before, Mary gave birth?
大家有没有记得，当这个玛利亚快要生这个小孩之前，天使加百列跟他说了什么呢？
Joseph was uncertain about if you should still marry Mary.
那个时候还是不太确实知道究竟他应不应该来 跟那个玛利亚结婚，但是天使告诉他你要去跟他结婚。
And this is what the angel said to Joseph.
这个就是天使跟约瑟所讲的话。
He said, "Fear not to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
他说不要惧怕我报给你们大喜的信息，不要怕，只管 ，Oops, sorry.只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
How does Jesus save us from our sins?
耶稣怎么把我们从罪里面拯救出来呢
？By becoming your substitute.
这是成为我们的一个代替赎罪的。
The first thing that should make you happy on Christmas is that Jesus is a Savior.
第一样让我们能够在圣诞节快乐的，就是他是我们，耶稣是我们的救主。
He is the one and the only one.
他是唯一的。
Who can take away all the junk in your past.
能够把我们过去这些不好的垃圾来拿掉。
But the second thing that should make you happy on Christmas, the second reason if you're taking notes that I'm happy on Christmas is that Jesus is not only a Savior, but He is the Lord.
第二样,
Jesus is the Lord.
第二样东西让我们在圣诞节能够这么快乐的是耶稣是我们的主。
Lord just means He's King, He's Ruler, He's God.
主那个简单的意思就是他是王，他是一个主人。
And he's in your life.
他在我们的生命里面。
To lead you.
去带领我们。
To guide you.
去引导我们。
To give you a future.
给我们一个未来。
Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one gets to the Father except through me.
耶稣说我是道路真理生命，没有人借着我能够到天父那里去。
Jesus is here to lead you to heaven.
耶稣在那里是在引导我们到天家。
And that is a very happy future.
那个是一个非常快乐的未来。
How does a king lead his people?
一个皇帝怎么来带领他的人民呢？
Well, in the old days, they led by edict.
早期的时候，他们就发下一个命令。
An edict is just an official written order issued by one in authority.
这个命令就是一个官方下来的一个的规条。
And our edict as Christians is the Bible.
我们作为基督徒，我们所得到的这个命令就是圣经。
The king of this world, the king of the entire earth, leads his people by his word.
这个世界上的王，他带领他的子民的方法就是透过他的话。
Listen to some of the testimony of the men and women who have been led by this king.
我们来听听一些曾经被这个王帝来带领的人的他的见证。
King David said,
大卫王说,
He leads me beside still waters.
他引导我经过安歇的水边。
He leads me in paths of righteousness.
他带领我在那个草场上。
He leads me in the everlasting way.
他在永恒的道路上引导我。
One writer said, "Teach me to do your will."
另外一个的作者说，求你教导我你的律法。
For you are my God.
因为你是我的神。
And let your good spirit lead me.
让你的好的那个圣灵来引导我。
On level ground.
在平坦的道路上。
God desires not only to save you from your past.
神不但是要从我们的过去来拯救我们
，but to lead you into this amazing future，
更要带领我们到这个非常美好的未来。
But you have to make a choice yourself to believe that and follow Him。
但是你要做这个跟随他的决定。
Jesus said these very comforting words. He says, "Come to me."
耶稣在讲了以下这种非常有安慰的话，他说：“到我这里来。”
All who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人，我能够使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
你们当负我的学我的样式。
For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
因为我心里柔和谦卑，这样你们心里就必得享受安息。
Now this passage a lot of times is misinterpreted.
这一段话很多时候我们把它误解了。
Jesus is not promising you just rest from hard work at your job and a stressful holiday season.
耶稣在这里不是应许我们我们的工作不会很辛苦，我们的假期的时候不会那么劳苦，那么紧张。
He's not just saying, come to me when you get tired and worn out with all your responsibilities, and I'll just shower you with this, like, holy rest.
他不是说，当你做这些事情做得很累的时候，你就来，我给你一点休息吧。
No, he's talking to people who are weighed down with the guilt of their past.
他是对一些是负着一个非常大的过去罪的重担的人说的。
They're anxious and worried about their life and their future.
这些人是对未来非常的担忧。
This is who Jesus is speaking to.
这个是耶稣讲这段话的对象。
Come to me, let me give you rest.
你到我这里来，让我给你有安息。
Let me lift the burden and the weight of your failed past.
让我把你过去失败的东西拿走。
And let me give you light for a brand new future.
让我给你一个非常光明的未来。
He says in the same passage, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly.
在同一段经文里面，他说你们当负我的学我的样式，因为我的心里柔和谦卑的。
A yoke was an instrument that was used in the ancient times to steer a large animal.
那个轭是那个以前的人放到那个动物身上来控制它的。
It's something you put over like the shoulder of an ox.
是你可以放在一条牛的那个肩背上面。
Which would allow the farmer to direct the animal in the proper direction.
让那个农夫能够控制那个牛跑到当跑的方向。
Jesus is saying, my yoke is the word of God.
耶稣说我的轭就是神的话。
Take this book and learn from me.
拿着这一本书圣经来从我那里学。
Let me guide you going forward.
让我来引导你往前走。
And his promises, and you will find rest for your souls.
然后他给一个非常好的一个的应许，你们就必得着安息。
My friends, this is the path, the only path to true joy and happiness.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是唯一的我们能够有喜乐的这个的道路。
Let Jesus Christ redeem your past and give you a brand new future.
让耶稣来赎你过去，来给你美好的未来。
Put your trust in him today as your savior from your past and the Lord of your future.
让我们今天就信靠耶稣做你的救主，让他来带领你的未来。
For I bring you good news of great joy for all people.
因为今天要带给大家的是一个大喜的信息。
For unto you is born this day in the city of David.
因为今天在大卫城里为你们上了救主。
A savior.
为你们上了救主。
Who is Jesus Christ, the Lord.
就是主耶稣基督。
Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
I pray that you would have a wonderful Christmas as you remember this season about who God is, who Christ is, and what he's done for you, and what he's promised to do for you in the future.
我期望在今年这一个圣诞节你能够经历到神给你的恩典，他把你过去不好的拿走，然后能够经历到他给你这个美好的未来。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Gracious Father, we thank you for this incredible gift that you have given to this world.
慈爱的天父，谢谢你给我们这么美好的这个礼物。
Your Son is the answer to all of our problems.
你的儿子是我们所有问题的答案。
All of our future anxiety.
我们未来的各种的忧虑。
Lord, you absorb it all.
你都把它接受下来了。
God, thank you for giving us an incredible hope.
谢谢你给我们这个非常伟大的盼望。
Thank you for showering us with incredible love.
谢谢你来充把爱来充满我们。
As your children, we are the most blessed.
作为你的儿女，我们真的是非常蒙福的。
And we have every reason to be extremely happy.
我们是非常有理由来觉得非常的快乐。
Thank you for your birth and the reminder of the great Savior that you are.
谢谢你的诞生，也谢谢你是何等伟大的一位救主。
Bless us today, bless these families in this room today with your joy and amazing peace.
祝福我们，祝福这今天在这里的每一个家庭能够经历在你里面的平安。
And be pleased with our gratitude. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name.
我们献上我们的感谢，叫祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And all God's people said.
大家一同来说
，Amen.
Amen.